A year ago, I went to this house party. Anything to get some free liquor, you know? And I noticed there weren't a lot of girls. But I didn't really care. Usually parties are male heavy anyway. After a few drinks, I had noticed a lot of the girls being led to the bedrooms. And I can be a little nosy, so I just wanted to check it out. I popped my head in and there's like guys all trying to get this girl to go to bed with them. She looked younger than me and clearly was not into it. But to be a slut takes a certain kind of person. And luckily, I am that person. I told them to leave her be, and they could have me all night long. Was that a wise decision? Jury's still out on that, but it sure as hell was a fun one. The other girl left, and I got to be the center of attention. Some of the guys were already half undressed. One had his cock out, stroking it, and ready to plunge into some pussy. I told them that they had to take my clothes off and be real gentlemen if they all wanted a turn. They laughed, but I felt like a queen with so many hands on me. They wiggled out of me, my jeans, and I took off my shirt, unhooking my bra, and tossing everything aside until I was completely naked. One guy licked his fingers and shoved them inside of me. But then he laughed and said there was no need. I was already soaking wet. The guy with his cock out was the first one. He had a nice long cock, and when he pressed into me, it felt like he could fuck me forever and never break a sweat. However, I quickly found that I had a bit more stamina than these guys. The first guy only lasted 2 minutes before he came inside of me. He was embarrassed, but I gave him a kiss and told him he did a great job. The guys all pointed as he pulled out and his cum began to drip out of my cunt. Before it could go anywhere, the guy who kept laughing flipped me onto my hands and knees and pushed in from behind. Now that was some stretch. He was so big, and it felt amazing to get bread from behind like that. He shoved his fingers into my hair and yanked on the roots as he fucked into me, slapping my fat ass and calling me his dirty whore. I loved it. Other guys were pumping their cocks in front of my face, and I stuck my little tongue out, daring them to come on my tongue. I came on the laughing guy's cock, my whole body shaking as it hit me in front of everyone. He laughed as he came inside me, leaving another load deep in my cunt. For another man to fuck. The third guy was even bigger than the other two. It took a second for him to even get inside of me. He fucked me from behind too, shoving his fat cock inside until I had to beg him to stop and wait. It took me a minute to adjust. But once I had it, it became heavenly. I laid my face down on my hands with my ass in the air as he rolled his hips into me. I could barely speak. A guy held my chin up, but my eyes were crossed and my mind was elsewhere. The third guy fucked me slow and good. Till I came for a second time. Once I was done crying out in pleasure, he started to slam into me, pumping his fat cock until the friction began to burn. He came inside of me too, filling my slut pussy up with another fat load of cum. I had never been a cum dump before, and honestly, it was fucking thrilling. I'd always dreamed of it. So I laid on my back with my legs spread, letting them marvel at the load spilling out of my pussy. The last two guys couldn't even make it to my gut. Instead, they jerked off onto my chest and face, coming on my tongue and squeezing my tits with their loads. I laid there, covered and stuffed in cum, and considered it a pretty good night.